Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Ramon Ray's here. RamonRay.com is the website, smarthustle.com, another way to find him. All of his books and the writing and his content, he's a content marketing guru, folks. Whatever he says, you should listen to. Hey, Ramon, you were part of kind of a big broadcast recently. Tell us about it.
I did. Thanks for asking. Yeah, SAP, this big billion-dollar company, and it really feeds into content, Jim. They had this 90-minute show, as it were, a live show, live video, commercials, the whole works, like a TV show, Oprah or anybody else. And they had featured Gary Vaynerchuk, who probably most of your audience know. The point
being
is that it's amazing how – so, yes, that was done, and I'm excited about it. It was an honor to be there. But going back to content, big brand, they're shifting dollars. And this is not public information, meaning not private information or anything. But it's amazing, Jim, how even big companies are shifting their dollars away from just TV commercials and all this to creating their own content. Yes,
it's not. SAP, and it's not. They're not doing broadcasting. They're doing more narrowcasting, and building, and they're realizing that they're building different communities, right? I mean, they've got lots of different communities. They're granulating their marketing approach, and this is something you and I've been talking about for a long time, and it's part of the relevance thing.
Absolutely. And it was amazing, Jim, how even I talked to the person who was leading it. He said in a public meeting, we were scared doing this. This is nervous for us because we're not used to it.
Right.
But even brands like that are like, Ramon, we have to try. We have to innovate. You know, we can't just plop money and buy an ad on the radio or TV or print, which is still important, you know, but it's just they're also how can we create relevant content to our own community?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And to multiple communities. This community likes the brown product. That community likes the green product. This one over here uses the orange product. That one over there turns them all upside down and paints them purple. You really have to granulate, don't you?
Absolutely. And it's funny you said that, even your own audience. That's why you have, what, 400 of the Brain Trust members. We all have different slices, expertises, demographics, verticals, who we address, because your audience is diverse. So in the same way, that's a great point. You can't just say we sell tires, period. No, we sell tires for these people, that people, this car, that car, serve this different types of audience. There's ladies, there's guys, people like me who don't know anything about cars. So it's so important. I think you can't just be monolithic. I think it's a big fancy word to use with your content as well. Know who they are.
You,
I would say
but
now,
you won't know how to create the content if you don't know what your customer expectations are. You have to know what that is. And they'll tell you if whatever's in there, I've said this 1,000 times, whatever you should be doing, whatever you should be talking about tomorrow is in the customer's head today. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's so true. And I think that, Jim, those who don't know their customer, I think are doing a disservice to the customer because you're wasting their time. You're doing a disservice to yourself because you're going to waste your own time. So I think that's the number one thing. And you've honed that. Well, you've taught us that. Third ingredient, your books, the things you're doing on the Small Business Advocate Show, you know your audience. Not just what we want to tickle our ears, but what we need, and you combine that very well. And I think every brand has to do that. If you don't know your customers, you're wasting your time.
And this is what bothers me. This is what worries me about small businesses. And the reason I'm justified in saying this, number one, is because this is what I do. Number two, I'm also a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And how many? If you walked into 10 small businesses in your community right now, Ramon, how many of them would ask you for your email address before you left?
Yeah, not very many.
Not
unfortunately.
Many. Not many.
Like
it's
we
a,
talked
it's
about
a mistake.
Episodes.
They act like you know. You're well. Yeah, well, he's here. He'll come back. Well, guess what? No. And especially if you act like you didn't care whether I came back or not.
Right. Forget about it. You're so true. And I think going back to the other thing you said, Jim, about that diversity of content and people in your audience. I think Netflix and Amazon. I think these are billion-dollar brands. So I know it's not your small business, but we can learn from them. You look on a Netflix, slice and dicing. If you're a lady who's 17 years old and you like this, we'll feed you more of that. We
That's
won't
right.
give you Ramon's
That's
Jack
right.
Bauer or, you know, high-intensity movies. So
yeah.
the, we can learn from these companies, and it's not easy to do, but there's tools and services, I'm sure you've covered in other shows, that you can do the CRM and other things we've talked about.
But even if it is hard, Ramon, it's non-negotiable. Folks, this is where things are now. You can't get away. You have to be able to do these things that Ramon's talking about. Hey, Ramon, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
Websites, one more time, please.
RamonRay.com and SmartHustle.com.
Can they find the books there?
Absolutely.
And whatever you're up to these days, too, right? So check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Ramon Ray, he'll be back another day, I promise. Can't do without him. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to take a quick break. Before I do, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.